Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He said, who's believed our report? And that's reiterated in the book of Romans and also in the book of John. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To all? I most certainly think not, but only to God's elect. No more, no less. The Bible says he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. At first I thought when I started writing, I go, okay, a message on election, but it's far more than that. I think it's a charge to God's elect. And one may say that it's only for the Jews that they were God's elect. And yet we know that from Acts chapter 13, verse 48, when he speaks of the Gentiles, and he said, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. It's one of my very, very favorite verses. I was born on 1348, March 13th, 1948, Acts 1348. No sinner shall ever be saved lest he first come to himself. Now, that can happen in many ways. It can happen like the prodigal and the pigsty. It can happen like Paul on Damascus Road. Or it can happen like the jailer in Philippi. But make no mistake, they that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick. And that's extremely important. I don't believe that most of the folks that go to what we call churches, I don't believe they're sick. I think they're happy with the life they have. I don't believe they've ever come to themselves. I don't believe they look at themselves as chief of sinners. They're just there being religious. And thus, the Lord, when he spoke, when he was actually walking the earth and preaching, he spoke in parables. One of the messages that I looked at on preaching this morning, when he had a chance to speak to Nicodemus, a great he was a Pharisee and such, and a great learned man. He gave him a five-word sermon. He said, you must be born again. Because you see, it was not given unto them to know. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. The Bible says, one vessel unto honor, another unto dishonor. He said, for the children, in Romans chapter 9, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but who? But of him, God, that calleth. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Hast thou not heard? Now hear it, John 6:44. I quoted this verse almost every sermon I used to preach in the jails and the prisons. He said, no man, what does that mean? No man can come to me. Now you stop right there. No man can come to me. That's what he said. Except, and he gave an exception. You get that? Except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Who hath believed our report? Well, right there, John 6:44. No man can come to me, Jesus said, except the Father which sent me draw him. Those are the only men that can come to Christ. And it's the end all answer. And almost like icing on a gospel cake, he blows up the so-called rapture theory right there in John 6:44. And he said, I'll raise him up. When? at the last day. The last day, not some day in between. Those that come to Christ, those who are the elect, shall be raised up when? The last day. The word is clear and the prophecy is sure. It's true. How right was Jonah when he exclaimed, "Salvation is of the Lord." And then later, if you remember the story, he got mad at God because of God's sovereignty. That's what we're speaking on, God's sovereignty. He said, "You knew they'd repent. You drugged me to Nineveh. Put me in the belly of the whale. You knew they'd repent." Yeah, that's God's business. Salvation is of the Lord. So I'd ask, do we not know? You and I, if you're elect, do we not know? Haven't we read the book? To know the beginning from the end? Is not our faith, our calling, and election sure? Are we not more than conquerors? This is a wonderful thing. It's a great charge. Are we not persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, who? The elect. Couldn't. We're the elect. From the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a glorious, glorious, we're the elect. As the Medes and the Persians, the prophecy is sure. And he goes on to say, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Are you the called according to his purpose? The Bible says, but now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. 1 Corinthians 12. So, here we are. Or are we? Where are you? Who are you? Have you believed our report? The reports of the past 2 weeks, the last 2 Sundays, preached hard things. But that's because those things are only for the very elect. Natural man can't receive those things. We have proof of this. How many have passed through our midst thinking that they were apart, thinking that they were elect, thinking that they were in this body. But you see, the gate got straight. And the way got narrow. Even the apostles at one time, they asked, Jesus said, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? You know, it's a conundrum. It's a paradox. Because for the non-elect, it's hard. As a matter of fact, it's impossible. But for the very elect, it's very easy. You see, who then can be? Only the very elect. Those made to sit together in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2. Now I want you to note there, he said, sit not separate, but together. We've got a weakness there. We've got a fallacy there. Those that sit together. I thought of the verse, and it's a very unusual verse in Matthew 24. He said, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." You remember that verse? Well, that's really a, shall we not mount up with wings as eagles? You remember in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40? In verse 28, he said, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." How much the more could I go on and on and on? I could speak of Hebrews chapter 11, what we commonly call the faith chapter. We know what faith, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the history of all those who have come before us by what? By faith. The elect, by faith. You see, that faith is a gift. It's a gift. All of our examples who gave up homes, families, jobs, all their worldly possessions, running the race, seeking the prize, fighting the good fight. The elect of God. Are you the called? Are you of the elect? Have you not heard? I like the verse, why sit you here? The lepers outside the camp and outside the gate, 1 Kings. Why sit you here? Why sit we here? Why are we just sitting here? I think there's some in our midst that could say the same thing. Why are we just sitting here till we die? Is that what you're going to do? Just sit and be religious until you die? To which I'd say, arise, O sleeper. To which I'd say, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I'll demand of thee, and answer thou me. And if you'll remember, God then asked Job, he said, where were you? Where wast thou? You think you've got it all? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Boy, you weren't here. I am the God. I am the great I am. Hath not the potter power over the clay? To have mercy on one and not the other? Are we yet as the first Adam? God said, where art thou? I could easily change the title of this message this morning to, where art thou? Where are you? What are you doing there? I mean, that's what you should ask yourself today. Where are you? What are you doing there? How come you're just sitting there? Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not heard? Are you of the elect? And you've not heard these things? You're not in the body? You're not gathered together? Even more so as the day approaches, we're scattered to the four winds. Are we not the elect of God? Hast thou not heard?